Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2056. I'm in the mobile studio off to a quick visit to the doctor. This is part of my annual checks. I am going in for a skin check. Something that we often don't do, but I incorporate as part of my annual checks, where I have a full lot of blood work done. He does skin checks and just the standard sorts of things like your blood pressure and all that kind of stuff. But I've got my own blood pressure machine that I use on clients and so forth, so I can do that myself. But he does all of that, checks the ears and all that kind of stuff. My eye health is really looked after by someone else, so I don't have to worry about that with the doctor. But the skin checks are really important. I had a cancerous birthmark removed off my face when I was 16 years of age, and the plastic surgeon at the time said to me, I had about six taken off, only one was cancerous on my face, had no idea, and he said, you've got to make sure that you're doing these checks every year, or every couple of years, I think it was, when I was 16, and I'm a freckly, dotty person. I have them appear all over places that the sun doesn't go to, you know, because I'm wearing long sleeves or you're wearing a shirt and stuff. When I was younger, it was a different world we lived in. There wasn't really a lot spoken about skin cancer and so forth. Everybody was like, go out, sun off, brown up, and I'm white as anything, and used to try and become browner and browner, but just wouldn't really work for me. So anyway, now I don't do that at all. Wear a hat all the time and stuff when I'm outdoors. But I've got a couple that they change shape from time to time, and the doctor, my GP, he's also a surgeon, so he gets out his special equipment, looks at them, and he tells me what's what. Since I had my last one, it's changed a fair bit actually, just in terms of texture and everything. So I'm thinking it's probably going to have to come off, but he might say, no, it's fine, I can take it off if you want me to, kind of thing. But very, very important process. Don't underestimate how important these skin checks are, because you just never know. And if you capture it early, so the worst case for me is going to be 12 months in terms of it being detected to being a problem. If, let's say, you leave something for years, decades, it may then be too late. It just may be too late. So I like to make sure that I keep a handle on these things, because it's an important part of my health. And I guess I'm in a higher risk category. And if you've been listening to me for years now, or you know me well, you'll know that my family tree of health is not awesome at all. It's just not. And so that puts me in a higher risk category of having potentially more issues than most people might. So it's having heart health issues, it's having like stroke issues, diabetes, dementia, high blood pressure, cancers. I have people on both sides of the family being hit by all of those things. So it means that I've really got to double down on my health. And the older that I get, I'm turning 56 this year. From what I see through my clients, you seem to be able to get away with, I'll say, abusing yourself, your lifestyle and everything for, I don't know, I see it anywhere between probably 15 to 30 years before it may show up in your body in a way that you really don't like. And it could present as pain, it could present as energy, it could present as some way that you're really just not going to like. And it may then be too late to reverse some things, because the disease is already there. Or it means that your quality of life has been not so awesome for quite some time. So the older we get, I mean, I think it's important from a very young age, but the older we get, I think you've got to then double down on your health, be really making sure about what it is that you're eating, what it is that you are, you know, doing functionally for physically. We all should be doing strength training. What you are doing cardiovascularly, you don't have to be doing high intensity, high impact type training. Well, good luck to you if you are, but you don't have to be doing that the older that you get, just as long as you're being consistent in, it could be just going out for a walk, making sure that you're also working your mind as well, so to help with the dementia side of things, but the exercise also helps with that. And there's also that social interaction is super, super important. Now, most of my social interaction, i.e. having conversations with people, using your brain, connecting, all that kind of stuff, really happens with my clients because they're part of my family, my fitness family. I have strong connections with them. I enjoy the conversations. And because my clients come from such diverse backgrounds and so forth, everybody's different. So I just enjoy having conversations with them about what are their challenges and what do they like doing, and just enjoying that human experience. So that's where I get my social interaction, and I get a lot of it every day. And I think if you approach it with enjoying it and being curious about people, then that also helps. So, you know, being human's complex. It's hard work. As I take a drink of water, making sure that we're continuously hydrating too. I find a lot of the elderly clients that I've had in the past, I'm talking in their 70s into their 80s, it happens younger too, but at that age, they really start to cut out the amount of fluids that they're drinking in terms of clean water. So what they're doing is maybe they're having 2-3 cups of tea a day, or coffee, or they tend to just drink tea and maybe the odd coffee, and then the rest is made up of alcohol and so forth. It's like, you've got to double down on these things, people, making sure that you're doing those things. Most elderly take a lot of medication as well, and I mean, the more you can prolong or avoid having those things in your life, the better off you are going to be if you can just live a long, strong, happy, healthy, vibrant, energized life. And don't make up the excuses. Focus on, like, I just received an email from a client today. Sorry, not an elderly client. I actually can't remember how old she is. I didn't look up her details, but somebody that I haven't had conversations with probably 10 years or more, and said that she had arthritis and wasn't really capable of doing much. And I just reiterated to her the importance of focusing on what it is that you can do rather than focusing on all the things that you can't do, because we all have things that we can't necessarily do, or we can't necessarily do them in the way that we want to do them. But if you focus on that all the time, then it's going to wear you down and you are never going to reach your full potential. And that then plays over into your mental health, which can then lead to other serious health issues as well. But if instead it's just a slight change in your thinking to say, well, let me just do the things that I can do. And I also suggested a supplement that would help her, but to check with her GP first. And that in itself can really turn things around for you. For me, for instance, I was having trouble with my shoulders years ago. I was having trouble with my knee. And in the end, I decided to just triple down on fixing the problems, which ultimately led to the surgeon, and the same surgeon, to do 3 surgeries on my shoulders and 1 on my knee. And now I'm virtually pain-free all the time. And how cool is that? I love my workouts. It's really the only thing that I do for myself in that space. It's my hobby, it's my work, it's also my passion. And I wanted to, for the rest of my life, be able to really enjoy it, but be pain-free as well. So that's why I had the surgeries done. So we don't have to live with pain. You just don't have to. But a lot of people just give up and think, oh, well, this is the way it is. And unfortunately, like, I'm going to a GP now, and he's very good, but unfortunately a lot of GPs will say, oh, well, it's just a sign of your age. It's like, well, it doesn't have to be. Now, they say that because they don't train themselves. They don't have really much of an idea as to how to... Because they're not dietitians or nutritionists. And they don't necessarily have the skills. They're often not super healthy themselves. So they don't understand, well, actually, do you know what? If you got into a bit of strength training, you cleaned up your food a little bit, here's some good supplements that you could consider, then that can really turn things around. Instead, they go to the default of, well, you're just getting old. It's like, well, that's just a number. How do we take these things away? And often, so I'll give you an example. A likely scenario is you go to the GP, you're older, you're feeling really sad, you know, your mental health is starting to decline a little bit, and you are in pain. Now, they could say, well, yeah, I'll give you some anti-inflammatories and I'll give you some antidepressants as well. And so, okay, that's trying to treat what the problem is, but do you know what? If you actually got in and did a little bit of strength training, not only will that help from the pain perspective, but it will also help from the mental health perspective as well, and give you something to enjoy and put you back in control of it rather than relying on Big Pharma coming up with some solutions for you. So, yeah, anyway, that's my thoughts. Anyway, I'll let you know how my skin checks go. I'll see you tomorrow.